The Callous Shrub by Lauren Morgan Richards and read by Jason Shepherd. What in the world made you think I could tell you of such a rare exotic shrub, when it is not in my full understanding of how or why it even existed? Yet I suppose I can share with you this, that in form, in part, it is a light by which all has simply turned out.
Are you going to eat that? Mumbled the shrub, peering down behind a man with a bad case of dandruff and an early morning newspaper.
The man turned and looked, but saw no one but the shrub, and having not seen the speaker, took his position elsewhere. Yes, the callous shrub was horribly abrupt when it wanted to be, but some say that was just in its nature. You see, it was not as charismatic as the everyday yucca, or had the tact or cheer of an aloe shrub. But flaky scalps would not be coming to it either. And by all means it was not a preference, as this will be known. Sure, it survived on pulling off a few scarves, hats and pom-poms from ladies' socks, or untying the occasional shoelace. But its true vigour in life lied in that of wigs, toupees and the like. It was common for a passer-by to lose his or her wig so quickly that by the time the loss was recorded, the shrub had hoisted it high above with the other catchings and proudly presented it on a branch. For you see, the shrub could not bear its own petals and relied heavily upon the comforts of humankind to keep warm, shaded, and attractive for any style-conscious people that might walk by. It was an endless cycle. But there came one day when a Mr. Bufus T. Diver had seemingly lost all of his toupees walking by this very same shrub. He, like the others, figured his toupee just blew away in the wind and had never bothered to look up high enough to see it hoisted on the shrub's branches. So, in a desperate measure, Mr. Diver decided to purchase and place a guinea pig at the top of his head to furnish him to work, what he thought might be similar in appearance to a Hollywood movie star. Plus, it was cheaper. But this not being known to the shrub, Mr. Diver walked along and with a swift lift from the shrub's branch took the guinea pig into his twig-like hands. And Mr. Diver continued along without thinking anything of it. However, this new surprise did not suit the shrub. And as it had devised how to snatch wigs and such, it had never thought how to let them go. And quite sensitively over time, it became allergic to the guinea pig and caused the shrub to slouch until altogether it dropped its collected petals, sank, and thereby sent the wigs and attire to the pavement. And each and every passerby was gloriously reconnected with his or her loss and did not seem to mind that they were somewhat dishevelled in shape. Mr. Diver too retrieved his lost toupees and found the rattled, yet now overly obese, skinny pig he promptly placed back onto his skull. Ever after, people would comment at the spot of growth where the shrub once stood, and how they once knew something was planted there, but couldn't seem to recall what it was. Perhaps an aloe or a yucca, they considered.